You know what that means. It's time for Radio Nibbles with John Lindorf, and he is in the studio with me today, ready to serve up an appetizer as a prelude to Kitchen Table Talk. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Shannon, and welcome everybody around the big global KGNU Kitchen Table, where we talk about food news and life. And in this case, I have to start with some sad news. Dot's Diner has been an icon in Boulder since the 1970s. I've written about it a few times, a real community gathering spot. Sad to report that Peter Underhill, who's the owner of Dot's Diner, passed away after a short, sudden illness. And it's just sad. He was a big-hearted, good guy who helped a lot of people in the community. So I urge you to support the Dodds family in the coming weeks. We got a bunch of other news. You know, it's farm stand season, and things are just starting to rock and roll. We'll be talking about farms a little more during Kitchen Table Talk. But I'm putting together my annual guide to the roadside farm stands of Boulder County. Sounds like it should be a novel or a movie with Meryl Streep or something. But you can help me by sending me information about the obscure farm stands around the Boulder County and beyond that you know about. You know, I know about all the usual suspects from Olin to Aspen to Cure and Munson. But there's a bunch of really, you know, little ones that pop up, and I'd love to find out about them. You can send me information at nibbles@boulderweekly.com. And there's a few openings I wanted to tell you about. For one thing, the Gold Hill Inn, our friends up in the mountains, have opened, or they open tomorrow. Oh. For their 61st season of dining and music, which is, you know, it's a long time. We got two new restaurants to tell you about. Mangia Panino, which is open inside Boulder's Avante Food Hall. And then there's a new modern Indian restaurant called Chameleon, which is open inside Rosetta Food Hall.
Okay. And, well, there's also, speaking of Boulder icons, there's an icon that's celebrating their anniversary this month. Yeah,
yes, the Boulder Tea House is 25 years old this year. My column today in the Boulder Weekly is all about how that came about. If you weren't here 25 years ago, you'd be surprised to find out that, you know, the tea house sat in 200 crates in a water treatment plant for many, many years. And, you know, it wasn't a given that it was going to end up being the icon that it was. So check it out.
Yeah, that's in your Nibbles column this week. And KGNU also will have some coverage of that as well.
Yeah.
So we're rolling into our final minutes, and I need to ask you, what is the best thing that you've tasted lately?
I went and visited my friends at the Cure farm stand, and they said, "Well, you gotta taste this," which is always either interesting or weird. But they gave me some Miner's lettuce. It's a green leafy plant, and apparently it was very popular in up in the mountains in mining communities because it popped up early in the spring and provided a source of vitamin C and stuff to fight scurvy. So, there.
Well, I would like to invite the listeners to stay tuned to Kitchen Table Talk. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Who's on deck?
Our friend Dan Asher will be here, and we have two special guests, Rainbow Schultz from the Jamestown Merc and Liz Thomas from the Boulder Farmers Market.
Be sure to stay tuned for that. Thank you, John, for Nibbles.